passage 2.
First, this letter addresses two things related to pool activities, and then makes a request for craft supplies. Number one, because we'll be using the pool almost every day from this week, it's important for parents to remember to take their child's pool bag home every day. Please be sure to wash and dry the swimsuit, cap, and towel, and to bring it the following day. Children who do not have their pool items will be unable to use the pool with their classmates. Number two, we've started a new way for children to join in or stay out of pool activities. Note that pool activities should be marked in red pen, which can be found in the box next to the sign-in sheet. Write an O to indicate that a child can use the pool. Write a triangle if your child can take a shower but not use the pool. And if for any reason you want to prohibit your child from using both the pool and the shower, please write an X. Finally, we want to ask your help again this year. We use a variety of packaging for different crafts at the school, so we'd like to request that you bring 1-liter cardboard milk cartons. Be sure to wash and dry them. There will be a large box placed in the hallway with a sign written on it that you can put your contributions in. Thank you in advance for your help.
Question 16.
One topic. Two topics. Three, no topics. Four, important topics.
Question 17.
One, every day. Two, this week. Three, soon, but we don't know when. Four, the following day.
Question 18.
One, they have to buy all new swimming set from the school. Two, they are required to take a shower. Three, they cannot use the pool. Four, they have a red mark put next to their name.
Question 19.
One, write an X. Two, write an O. Three, draw a triangle. Four, make no mark.
Question 20.
One. Don't let children use the pool without parents watching. Two. Buy new packaging for school arts and crafts. Three. Donate clean and dried milk cartons. Four. Put dry swimwear in the large box in the hallway.